Chapter 2. Signals, signs and pavement markings. Signals. Traffic signals are installed at intersections to control the movement of vehicles and pedestrians. Traffic signals are arranged in either vertical lines or horizontal lines. When they are arranged vertically, red is always on top and green on the bottom. When they are arranged horizontally, red is always on the left and green on the right. Red, yellow and green traffic lights and arrows. When there is a steady red light, you must stop before crossing the marked stop line or crosswalk. If you do not see any lines, stop before entering the intersection. Wait for a green light before you start. You may turn right while the light is red, unless a no turn on red sign is posted at the intersection. You must first stop, check for and yield to pedestrians and other traffic. You may also turn left after you stop at a red light, if you are in the left lane and are turning left from a one-way street onto another one-way street, unless a sign tells you not to turn. You must first stop and yield to pedestrians and other traffic. A steady yellow light tells you a steady red light will soon appear. If you are driving toward an intersection and a yellow light appears, slow down and prepare to stop. If you are within the intersection or cannot stop safely before entering the intersection, continue through carefully. A steady green light means you may drive through the intersection, if the road is clear. You may also turn right or left unless a sign tells you not to. However, when turning, you must yield to other vehicles and pedestrians within the intersection. A steady red arrow means you must stop and may not turn in the direction the arrow points. Wait for a green arrow or a flashing yellow arrow before you start. The same turns on red that are allowed for a steady red signal are allowed for a steady red arrow. A steady yellow arrow means the movement permitted by the green arrow or the flashing yellow arrow is about to end and the signal will soon turn red. You should slow down and prepare to stop completely before entering the intersection. If you are within the intersection or cannot stop safely before entering the intersection, you may complete the turn begun on the preceding arrow with caution. A steady green arrow means you may turn the way the arrow points. When you turn during the green arrow phase, your turn is protected because oncoming traffic is stopped by a red light. If the green arrow turns into a green light, you may still turn in that direction, but first yield to pedestrians and oncoming traffic. Flashing signals. A flashing red light has the same meaning as a stop sign. You must come to a complete stop. Then, look both ways, and proceed only after the intersection is clear. A flashing yellow light means caution. Slow down. Look and proceed with care. A flashing yellow arrow means you may turn in the direction of the arrow with caution. However, you must first yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. When you turn during the flashing yellow arrow phase, your turn is not protected. Oncoming traffic will have a green light. Non-functioning traffic lights. A non-functioning traffic signal should be treated as though it were a four-way stop sign. Ramp metering signals. Some highway entrance ramps have traffic signals at the end of the ramp that alternate between steady green and steady red. Ramp metering signals are used to control the flow of traffic onto very congested highways and usually operate during peak rush hours. You must wait for the green signal before you enter the highway. On single-lane ramps, only one car may enter the highway each time the light turns green. For multi-lane on ramps, there will be a ramp meter for each lane. The green light does not protect your entrance onto the highway. You must still look for a safe gap in traffic to enter the highway. Lane use control signals. Special signals may also be placed directly over lanes to control traffic. These are commonly used at toll booths, on bridges, tunnels and on multi-lane roads in cities where the direction of travel for a particular lane changes to ease the flow of traffic into or out of the city during peak rush hour. The following signals show how specific lanes of a street or highway should be used. A steady downward green arrow over a traffic lane means you may use the lane. A steady yellow X over a traffic lane means you must change lanes because the direction of travel for that lane is about to be reversed. Get ready to leave the lane safely. A steady red X over a lane means you are not allowed to use the traffic lane. A white steady, one-way left turn arrow over a lane means you may only turn left if you are in that lane. A white steady, two-way left turn arrow over a lane means you may only turn left if you are in that lane, but the lane is shared by left-turning drivers approaching from the opposite direction. Pedestrian signals. Pedestrians must obey traffic and pedestrian signals. The pedestrian signals you must obey are the walk and don't walk lights or the lighted picture of a walking person, meaning walk, and an upraised hand, meaning don't walk. If there are no pedestrian signals at the intersection, pedestrians must obey the red, yellow, and green traffic lights. Sometimes pedestrians are not aware of their responsibilities at traffic and pedestrian signals. Be alert for pedestrians who may not obey the signal. Always yield to pedestrians. When a steady walk or walking person comes on, start crossing, but be alert for turning vehicles that may not lawfully yield the right of way. When the flashing don't walk or flashing upraised hand begins. A. Finish crossing, if you are in the street. B. Do not start to cross, if you have not left the curb. When the steady don't walk message or steady upraised hand is displayed, do not cross. Blind pedestrians. When driving near a blind pedestrian who is carrying a white cane or walking with a guide dog, you must slow down, always yield the right of way and then proceed with caution. Be prepared to stop your vehicle in order to prevent injury or danger to the pedestrian. School zone signals. School zone signals are flashing yellow signals placed on the school zone speed limit signs. You must travel no faster than 15 miles per hour when the yellow signals are flashing or during the time periods indicated on the sign. Exceeding the speed limit in a school zone will result in 3 points in your driving record, and you will also be fined. Railroad crossing signals. Drivers are alerted when approaching a railroad crossing by the railroad crossing sign. Railroad crossings should be approached with caution at all times. You should always look both ways and listen for any approaching trains or signals before proceeding across the railroad tracks. You are required to stop at all railroad crossings when there is a signal of an approaching train. These signals include flashing red lights, a lowered crossing gate, a flagger signaling or a train's audible signal of warning. Do not move forward or attempt to go around any gate or ignore any signal of an approaching train. If there are no signals at the railroad crossing, you should slow down and prepare to stop if you see or hear a train approaching. Proceed with caution only after all signals are completed and then only when there is evidence no trains are approaching the crossing. You should stop if a train is approaching and has sounded its audible signal or is plainly visible and in hazardous proximity to the crossing. Do not stop your vehicle on a railroad track, regardless of whether a train appears to be coming. If traffic is backed up because of a traffic signal, stop sign, or for any other reason, make sure you stop your vehicle in a location where it will be entirely clear of any railroad tracks. Refer to Chapter 3 for more information about how to safely cross a highway railroad intersection. Signs. Note. For a complete list of road signs, refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Signs are divided into three basic categories: regulatory, warning, and guide signs. Most signs within each category have a special shape and color. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs tell you what you must do, or must not do, according to the law. The regulations posted on these signs advise you about speed limits, the direction of traffic, turning restrictions, parking restrictions, etc. If you do not obey the messages and regulatory signs, you could be fined and receive points in your driving record because you are breaking the law. You also risk your safety and the safety of others by disobeying the messages and regulatory signs, for example, failing to stop at a stop sign, passing another car where it is not safe to pass, driving faster than the posted speed limit, or driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Usually, regulatory signs are black and white vertical rectangles or squares, like speed limit signs. Some regulatory signs are black, white, and red, like the no left turn sign with a circle and slash. Other regulatory signs are red and white, like stop, yield, do not enter, and wrong way signs. The stop sign is the only octagon-shaped, eight-sided, sign you see on the highway. At an intersection with a stop sign, you must stop completely, check for pedestrians, and cross traffic to clear the intersection before you go again. Slowing down without coming to a full stop is illegal. When you see a crosswalk or a stop line, white top bar, stop before the front of your vehicle reaches the first painted line. If you cannot see traffic, yield to any pedestrians and then carefully pull forward past the line until you can see clearly. Check for traffic and pedestrians and then go ahead when the intersection is clear. A four-way stop sign means there are four stop signs at this intersection. Traffic from all four directions must stop. The first vehicle to reach the intersection should move forward first. If two vehicles reach the intersection at the same time, the driver on the left yields to the driver on the right. If facing one another, both can proceed with caution, watching for possible turns. Yield signs are triangular, three-sided, in shape. When you see this sign, you must slow down and check for traffic and give the right of way to pedestrians and approaching cross traffic. You stop only when it is necessary. Proceed when you can do so safely without interfering with normal traffic flow. Remember, you must have a sufficient gap in traffic before you can continue on at either stop or yield sign locations. Railroad crossbuck sign. This sign is placed at a railroad crossing where the tracks cross the roadway. You should treat the crossbuck sign as a yield sign. Slow down and prepare to stop if you see or hear a train approaching. Refer to Chapter 3 for more information about railroad crossing safety. The Do Not Enter and Wrong Way signs work as a team. The Do Not Enter sign is put at the beginning of one-way streets and ramps. When you see this sign, do not drive onto that street or ramp in the direction you are heading. Wrong way signs are placed farther down the one-way street or ramp. They are placed there to catch your attention if you accidentally turn onto the street or ramp. The one-way sign means traffic is allowed to move only in the direction the sign is pointing. If you turn onto a one-way street traveling in the opposite direction, you are likely to get into a head-on collision. Divided highway. This sign means the road you are on intersects with a divided highway. The divided highway is really two one-way roadways that are separated by a median or a guide rail. At the first roadway, you can only turn right, and at the second roadway, you can only turn left. Warning signs. Warning signs tell you about conditions on or near the road ahead. They warn you about possible hazards or changes in roadway conditions. They are posted before the condition, so you have time to see what is ahead, decide how you should respond and slow down or change your travel path, if necessary. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped with black symbols or words on a yellow background. Guide signs. Guide signs provide information about intersecting roads, help direct you to cities and towns, and show points of interest along the highway. Guide signs also help you find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and motels. Usually, these signs are horizontal rectangles. Highway, expressway guide signs. The following three signs are examples of highway and expressway guide signs. They are green with white letters. Most highway and expressway signs are posted the same way. For example, there is usually one advance sign which is followed by another advance sign. The third sign then is posted at the exit. Several signs are necessary because the high speed and heavy traffic on highways can cause drivers to miss seeing a single sign. Also, motorists may need to make one or more lane changes to exit. Exit numbers. Exit numbers correspond with the mile markers. This change allows motorists to quickly calculate distances between exits. For example, the distance between exit 95 and exit 20 is 75 miles. If a yellow panel with the message exit only is on a highway sign, the lane below the sign will not continue through the interchange. Instead, the lane will go off of the road to form a ramp. If you are in a lane posted with an exit only, you may change lanes, or you must exit the highway if you stay in this lane. Interstate numbering system. The red, white, and blue shield sign indicates a highway is an interstate. These interstates are specially numbered to help motorists find their way through unfamiliar areas. A code is used to show if the route travels mainly east and west or north and south, and to show if the route is in the eastern, middle, or western United States. Decoding the interstate numbering system. The numbers on the interstate shield can be a great navigational aid when you understand how they are developed. They generally follow this pattern. One or two-digit, even-numbered interstates are generally east-west routes. Nationally, the numbers increase from I-10 in the south to I-94 in the north. In Pennsylvania, I-76 is in the southern part of the state, and I-84 and I-80 are in the northern part. One or two-digit, odd-numbered interstates are generally north-south routes. Numbers increase from the west coast I-5 to the east coast I-95. In Pennsylvania, I-79 is in the western part of the state, and I-95 is in the eastern part. Three-digit numbered interstate highways connect to other major highways. If the first of the three digits is an even number, The highway usually connects to interstate highways at both ends, such as I-276 in Philadelphia. Many times such routes are known as loops or beltways. When the first of the three digits is an odd number, the highway is usually a spur route connecting with another interstate at only one end, sometimes going into a city center such as I-180 in Williamsport. Mile markers. Mile markers are used on some highways to indicate the number of miles from the point where the traffic route entered the state or from its beginning, if it does not extend to the state borders. The numbers start at zero in the western part of the state for east-west roadways and in the southern part of the state for north-south roadways. The numbers increase as you travel east or north and decrease as you travel west or south. For example, when you enter Pennsylvania from the west on Interstate I-80, the mile markers begin at mile 1 and increase as you travel east. Knowing how to read mile markers can help you to know exactly where you are and give an approximate location, if you have to call for roadside assistance.